Todd Yeagley is one victory away from his second national championship in charge as Indiana University's men's soccer coach and joins us on a snowy Saturday morning. Cold in Philadelphia last night. Your team loves cold weather. You love night games, and we love national championship appearances. Congratulations.
Thanks. We're excited. It felt really warm in the stadium, although it was chilly. It felt warm.
And talk about the IU alums and former players and crowd and band. It must be great to walk out of the tunnel and look up in the stands and see all that red and white.
It is. It's special. There, no one travels like the Hoosiers. And, you know, that crosses all sports, but certainly with soccer, our following and support from all of those groups, the alums, are just fans, the people in the region that, you know, live in this area, the band, the cheer was there. I mean, it felt like a home game, you know, in Philly Union Stadium with the noise. It was clearly, we had the presence up in the stands, and that makes a big difference when things get tight.
You had to go through number 3 North Carolina, one of the highest scoring teams, a pretty good defensive side as well. Give me your thoughts on your 1-0 victory. It was very professionally done, and congratulations.
Yeah, we knew. I mean, they do have a lot of firepower. It's a team that really wants to have the ball. They want to be able to kind of dictate the methodical way that they like to play. Their possession-based team, and you know, we decided to push a little numbers higher and take away a few of their midfielders that kind of help quarterback their movement, because they get the field really big. They'll put both wingers in the touch lines and kind of open you up. And if you take away a few of their guys centrally to bring them into the game, it becomes more kind of 1v1 duels in the channels. And we're pretty good with our outside backs dealing with that. And that's kind of what we said. We'll give you that because we feel like we can shut you down. Obviously, we can get some help from our center back on that, whatever side it's on. And we know our midfielders will be able to double back. So that was our approach, and you know, it certainly I think did frustrate them. I mean, it was a very low, you know, kind of offensive night for both teams, but that's many times the case in games like this.
Big pressure, big moment, big stage. You talk about your outside backs. There's no bigger goal than Andrew Gutman's.
Big one. I mean, every time we restart to practice, he's like, "Coach, put me at the spot where we're going." He wants to score. He'll put his body there. In this case, you know, he just kind of made a little quick movement, opened himself up. He made the run that was one of our options. We had a couple different locations that we were looking to find them, and we did feel that was a big advantage that we had in that particular matchup. And we just weren't able to create as many corners as we would like. Cause I think we're one of the top, you know, in the country with creating those, and we thought if we get some more corners or restarts in the wide areas that we could have an advantage on UNC, and it just took one.
1-0, the final score last night in Philadelphia. You didn't have the best start against Michigan State. You talked about last night not having the best start either. What does this say about your kids and their resiliency?
It says a lot. I mean, we've had a lot of things go well for us this year, but in different games and different moments throughout the year, we've had some adversity. We didn't need to have a loss in the year to feel that. And there, you know, if we hadn't conceded a lead up until the Michigan State game, and the guys handled that really well. And last night in the big stage, I mean, the first 15 minutes, we had some nervous guys and we had some anxiousness, and we weren't playing at the level that we would like offensively. And we always say the defense and organization will allow you to absorb that. That's your controllable, and that's what it did. We were able to keep it zero, kind of find our legs, get the game underneath us, and then things started to open up for us offensively as the game unfolded. And that's another really big confident moment for this group, because, you know, Sunday there could be similar segments of the game that we faced on Friday.
The 19th Final Four, the 15th National Championship game for Indiana University. The Stanford Cardinal are 2-time reigning champions. Well, we know they're pretty good. What is the key to Stanford? Are they good defensively like you guys?
They're excellent. Yeah, this is a mentality of two programs that I have a lot of respect for what they do. I mean, last year's game was really physical, more than I think it should have been. But we do know they're very well organized. They're very disciplined. They're tough. Their defense starts from the front, just as ours. And they never give up on play. There's a great will within their group. And so it will be an unbelievable tug of war going on, all the little battles on the field. And they have some special players, as we do, to kind of make those moments, help us find a goal. But I think it's going to be an absolute battle of wills. And you have two teams that will have a little fatigue, certainly, from Friday, and how they can kind of fight through that. We might have to go a little deep on our bench and use some guys that we haven't had as much minutes from, but that's all part of this whole process. Everyone's ready to step up, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. I mean, to play the two-time defending champion in the biggest game of the year, I mean, our guys are really excited for that. So we'll be ready.